Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, Heaton, I want to talk to you about hiring pace.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So, not just when to hire and who to hire, we've had plenty of episodes about that, but also at what speed to be hiring, you know, when it's too slow, when it's too fast, what is the right pace of hiring? And there's a few reasons why I wanted to talk about this with you. One is that this has been a theme for us at Close. We started with not hiring at all for the first 3 years, right? And being just a tiny team of six people, just crushing it revenue-wise, profit-wise, growth-wise, and loving it until things became so big from our business that the team was so tiny that things started breaking apart and we didn't take advantage of certain opportunities. So we went from no hiring to, you know, very, very slow and I think poor recruiting and hiring to then slow and being pretty good at hiring to then slow and being really, really great at hiring, I think. And now we're kind of entering this the phase of trying to be a little faster than where we are adjusting the pace of hiring because we feel like we've been doing a pretty good job growing the team and adding really amazing people. But we're seemingly always, you know, two steps too slow versus just one. So we've just increased the speed of hiring just recently in the last quarter or so. And so that's one. It's been on my mind to talk about like speed of hiring because I've had a company where I hired way too fast. And that's a catastrophe, and I'm absolutely against hiring too fast. And then I've had clothes where I've hired too slow, and if I had to choose one of the two evils, I'd rather hire too slow than too fast. But ideally, you hire at the just right pace. And so pacing has been on my mind. But then just recently, I was at a conference with you, and at one of the lunches, we were talking to a group of founders, and one of the founders talked about mindset when it comes to hiring. And he was saying, self-funded, profitable startup. He's like, I've been in this mindset of the profits that my company makes and the money that we put aside. That's my money, right? And hiring aggressively or even hiring at all is like taking money out of my pocket and my family's pocket, my children's pocket. And it's a risky thing. So I have this like internal anxiety about it. And he was talking about like the baggage of having his father being an entrepreneur and his father made a shit ton of money and they were really wealthy and then got really broke and they had nothing. So he saw his father go through his ups and downs. So he feels like he has to have a nest egg. He has to be conservative because he has children and all that. And he was talking about like that transition of going from we're doing it all ourselves as a small team to having to start hiring and having to start investing in people and into the business in a way that feels risky to him. So we were talking about hiring and when is the right time to hire and how fast is too fast and how slow is too slow and all that. So I felt compelled to bring it up as a topic for us to chit chat. And I thought, obviously you're going to have some brilliant thoughts on this, but pacing, how do you know when you have to start hiring and how do you know that you're hiring too fast or too slow? Let's talk about it. Let's unpack this a little bit for ourselves, but also for the listeners.
I like just-in-time hiring.
Just-in-time hiring.
And I think that's the way to think about it if you're running a business. And what I mean by that is it's not about fast or slow. I think it's about just-in-time. And just-in-time means two things. One, the framework I put on it is the business going to improve if we make this hire or these set of hires? The most obvious one is actually sales, to be honest. Because if you want to grow faster in revenue and you have a sales team, hiring more salespeople does equal more revenue. If you disagree, let me know, Stelly, but
nope.
That's a pretty simple rule, right?
Yep.
So just-in-time hiring in that case is like, if we have everything in place enough to hire more salespeople, even money, right? Because money counts, then let's hire more salespeople right fucking now because it'll make us more money. And there's a period of, you know, ramp up and all that good stuff. But I'm assuming when I say that, you have a lot of that taken care of, or you are very conscious to where that's going to break as you hire more salespeople. So that's the easiest answer, is like, if it's going to make you more money, do it. Same goes for marketing, to be honest, but less so than sales, where if you have certain things working in marketing, such as content, right? And you're writing it and it's leading to results, whatever they may be. And that's just an example. Or even ads as an example. If you hire more people in those areas, it's likely they will produce more content, create more ads, for example, and you will make more money. So to me, it's very simple. That's a simple lens. And that's why I say it's just in time. So your pace of hiring is less important to me than, are you hiring the right people at the right time? And then velocity comes into play. Because the thing is, you can say, if we doubled our sales team, we're going to make more than double the revenue, whatever way you want to look at it, right? But there's still a pacing to that instantly, because you can't hire, let's say you have 50 salespeople, you can't hire another 50 overnight. There's a pacing to it. But then you have the pacing discussion if you know that hiring more salespeople leads to more revenue. And then you start thinking of it that way. So that's one, to me, very simple way to think about it from a just-in-time perspective, instead of worrying about too slow or too fast. The other framework I would use, because not everything is sales and marketing, is still very similar, which is, what are the outcomes you're looking to get next year? Whatever they are, user growth, retention, customer satisfaction, reduction of some metric or problem in the company, or replacing people, or any of that stuff. And then work backwards on, how are we going to do that? Who do we need to hire? Where are our gaps? And instantly, I think the discussion changes around slow or fast, if you are starting the discussion with slow or fast. And there's a third thing too, to me, which is another piece of just in time, which is, where's our bottleneck? Which is kind of unrelated to the first two, because sometimes bottlenecks don't have to do with metrics. They have to do with someone doing 10 jobs when they should be doing 8 or 5, you know? And then it's more of like, oh man, we've been under invested in this area from a headcount standpoint, and we need to invest more in it. And that includes hiring a manager, so to speak, or hiring more senior people and things like that, because they can have a very big impact on a business if done well and done properly. But those senior people and those managers don't tend to be a pacing slow or fast thing. They tend to be a just-in-time thing. So again, that's my framework. Instead of worrying about pacing, I worry about just-in-time hiring. And this is the way I think about it.
So I love that framework. Now, there's one thing here that stands out to me, is that it's one thing when you decide that you should bring somebody in for a specific position in your team, because now is the time, or because this improving this area in the business is a priority and you can't do it with the people on board, or maybe there's nobody on the team that is tackling that kind of a KPI or problem or challenge. That decision is one point, but then the execution phase is another. And sometimes there is a delay, especially for companies that are, and hopefully most companies are pretty deliberate about that, or the people that are listening to us. You don't just post a job somewhere, get 100 applicants, and then you just hire somebody, you know, within a week or two out of that batch. For depending on the position, it might take 3, 4, 5 months to find the right person. Sometimes you might find the right person within a month or within a few weeks. But there's a delay between you making the decision, you finding somebody that is perfect for the job and perfect from a cultural perspective for your company. And that also varies, right? If you're looking for somebody that's a manager or a leader, that might take a much longer time, might take 6 months to find somebody that is, you know, a VP of sales, a VP of marketing, a VP of something, versus hiring, you know, a junior SDR from a sales perspective. That might be a hire that you can make in 2 or 3 weeks, because it's just a bigger talent pool to pick from, or an easier talent pool to pick from. So how do you think about the hiring speed in terms of how much time it takes a company to fill a position? Do you have any things that you've seen in terms of best practice? Do you think every position should be filled within 3 weeks? Otherwise, you're doing something wrong. Or do you think, some position might take you 2 years to fill, and that's totally cool? How do you think about time to hire from the decision we need somebody to the time that you make an offer? What have you seen there and what's your framework there?
Yeah. Time to hire. Hire as fast as you can when you need the role, but not too fast. And this is more on a role by role, case by case basis. Honestly, like the thing I was actually thinking about as you're talking about that and your earlier kind of thought about, you know, your personal kind of changes that you're making at your company around pacing, was something pretty simple, which is like, do you have the systems in place to make hires at the speed that you need to or want to? And that takes a lot more thought than just saying, I need to hire a marketer or I want to hire five more salespeople. It's more about like, okay, if we're going to hire a marketer, what do we need for them? What do we need to know? How do we vet them? And all these things, honestly, the more startups, especially earlier stage that I see, even later stage, like even up to like 50, even 100 people sometimes, believe it or not, they don't think about all that back end process, right? And they don't think about like, can we actually do it at that pace or can we do it that fast, which are two different things, right? Pace is like, you know, one after another. Can we do it that fast is kind of your question, which is like, can we hire a marketer in a week, right? Which is probably not true, to be honest, in most cases, unless you already have a pipeline or you have a certain process. Like, that's why for me, it's kind of like experiments in a way, or A/B testing or optimization, where it's like, I just have to know I want to hit this goal. That goal can be hiring X amount of marketers or Y amount of salespeople. And then I work backward from there to say, hey, where are we screwed if we do this? Meaning like, what are the things that are going to break, you know, if we want to hire those people overnight? Like if we had five great candidates tomorrow in sales, you know, and we hired all of them, what would happen is one way to think about it. And are we already set up for that? And then you have all these interesting discussions about where everything's broken or what you're missing. The other aspect of it is, what is preventing us from hiring those five people tomorrow? And then you'll get into your whole pipeline and other sorts of things like that, that are going to help you figure it out. To me, I like being you can probably notice from this discussion, I don't like to just say we're going to hire. I like to really think through what's going to happen as well as what's preventing us from doing it right now.
I'll give you, so this is a beautiful point. I didn't think about that prior, but I'll throw in a tip of one thing that has made a massive difference for us, which is, you know, a lot of times we've talked about this before, many companies are saying, or many people are telling you that you need to write down and have a real clear vision of your ideal customer, right? Write down your ideal customer profile. Like, who is that person? Who's that customer? And the more detailed, the more nuanced, the more niche, the better your idea of who your ideal customer is, the better you're going to be able to market and sell and product develop and build a business around it. I find that the same exercise is incredibly useful for hiring as well. And a lot of times when we wasted time, it was not because, it was mainly because there was not a fully aligned picture of who we were looking for. Oftentimes, even three people on the same team that were like saying we need to hire whatever, XYZ, in the hiring process, in the evaluation process, in the writing the job description process, things would be misaligned, and then we would later discover that it took, you know, 2, 3, 4 internal discussions until we realized who we were really looking for and what the priority of that person's profile was. We were too broad describing the person, and then we were discovering that different people in the team had a different vision in mind on who we were trying to find. And so now what we try to do is we actually will write out a profile. We'll have a discussion, a very detailed discussion, to make sure, do we understand who exactly we're trying to hire? And do we all agree on that person? Like, what are the strengths and the weaknesses? What are things we can make compromises on? And what are the areas that we are nice to haves, but if the person is lacking skills or experience in this or that area, that's totally fine. Like, trying to really narrow it down and spend the appropriate amount of time to write a summary on who the person is we're looking for, instead of just agreeing on a job title, has made a massive difference in speed and clarity and also internal conflict. Because sometimes people think we all, you know, just like in everything else, you know, you think you have alignment, but you describe the goal so broadly that there's so much wiggle room that people stand at different points of the room and they all think they're trying to accomplish the same thing, but they aren't. So that's just a tip to throw out there. I love the question, like, you know, the framework that you offer with just in time of saying, hey, who do we think right now would add revenue and growth profitably, ideally, to the company? If we can add those people, let's add them, right? Let's grow the business. And then what are some of the things that we want to improve on the business? Might be retention, might be something else. Who do we need if we don't have them internally already to do that work? But then also asking, you know, what prevents us today from hiring these people? That's a beautiful question I never thought about before. But then the other thing I wanted to throw out is the tip of, like, let's describe in detail the profile of this person, and let's make sure we all know and agree who we are trying to hire. Even that seems like an obvious thing, but I found that it's not in practice.
Yeah, you're totally right. That culture stuff matters a lot, right? So I think to me that relates to culture in terms of profile. It also relates to, like, you know, what should the person be able to do, et cetera. A lot of times people don't realize they need a manager.
Yeah.
But then they ask that question and then they realize, oh, we need a manager,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is someone who enjoys managing people, just very specifically. You know? Whether their title is that or not, there's people they are responsible for, and are they responsible for those people having, you know, work output in whatever ways align with your company. So I think we've done a pretty good job being thorough here and giving a framework on kind of fast, slow, which I disagree with on both of those, and going for just-in-time hiring, and pretty much gave people four questions to ask, you know, to get to just-in-time hiring instead of worrying about fast or slow.
I love it. All right. So that's it for us for this episode. If you enjoyed it, please tell a friend, go to iTunes and give us a review and a 5-star rating. The more people discover the podcast, the bigger the family and community gets, the more value we're able to create with this. So we highly appreciate that. And we'll hear you very soon.
Yeah, it's the Startup Chat by Stelly and Heaton on iTunes. Give us a review. We want to see what you got. And of course, you know, some of our friends at Seeking Wisdom from Drift, their podcast, they say 6 stars, which I always find really funny. So,
so
6 stars only.
Wait. No, let's do 7 then. Come on.
No, 7 stars. Yeah, screw you, David and Dave.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
All right. That's it from us.
Later.